and beat him by three lengths, the Godolphin horse. He'll get back. It's Bucko's first ride on him. But he's a horse that you can't bustle. You've got to let him run his race. And he will get way back. It's a huge run out here on the big track. He'll just love that. And I stood him out in the quaddy, and he's $1.80. I think he's a very good horse. And going forward, Mel told me she's set him for a race in 3 weeks' time at Warwick Farm, a three-year-old, over the 1,400. So nine on top, 13 for second, Andrew, Longchamp Lass, going very well on the home track here with two good seconds lately, very honest. Number six, Oakfield Arley, scratch yesterday to run today, good recent trial. And number three, Hutcho. 9, 13, 6, and 3. It's the best bet. You've got to take $1.80, but I think you'll be smiling after the last.
Race 8, number 9, Suncraze for Melanie. Good luck, Mel, on the way there today at Newcastle. Thanks a lot, mate. We'll hear you right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley previewing Newcastle, the first there at 11:45. Our racing previews continue in a moment. Paul Joyce and his look at Rose Hill.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's Audi season, the mid-year sale event not to be missed. Visit your preferred Audi dealer to book a test drive today. Don't miss out. To Palm Beach, and we've got a burst water main on Barrenjoey Road. That's affecting traffic in both directions. To the airport and very heavy congestion along Mar Street into the international terminal. The M5 also on the brakes inbound just after King George's Road. And traffic building along Allison Road in Randwick due to the light rail works. North Shore Mitsubishi's rides a massive four-day end of financial year sale. Prices reduced on new demo and used cars. Ends Monday. North Shore Mitsubishi Ride, 603 Victoria Road. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio support OzHarvest. OzHarvest collects quality excess food from commercial outlets and directs to 900 charities around Australia in a bid to eliminate hunger and food waste. Learn more at ozharvest.org.
Win bigger with a trackside multibet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhounds, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, we continue on Racing HQ for the next couple of hours. Non-stop previews as we gear up for the biggest race day of the week. Paul Joyce will join us in a tick to look at Rose Hill. We'll look at Harness and Greyhounds. 11 o'clock, the latest information from the track at Rose Hill with Darren Flindell. Peter Ellis looking at Adelaide. We'll have Steve Moran looking at Moonee Valley, Simon Denopoulos, all for you as you gear up towards a afternoon of wagering. And Sean Patterson is joining us now, the track manager at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, we had some rain that was very much coastal that bypassed Sydney an hour or so ago. What's it like out there at Rose Hill?
It's kind of very overcast at the moment. The sun's trying to poke its head through, but it's struggling at the moment.
Righto, so the track, just explain it for our audience that may not have heard it just on 6:30, that you've left at an 8?
Yep, we left at an 8. It was quite overcast yesterday. We're getting heavy dews in the morning, which is just keeping it there at the 8.
Okay, and the rail, it's in the true for the first time in a little while.
Yes, it's been 6 weeks since we've been on that pad of grass. A nice cut of grass right away across and it should race well.
Okay, so heavy 8, rail true, overcast and the penetrometer 5.93 it was this morning. Looking forward to it all unfolding. Thanks for your time, Sean.
No, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Sean Patterson, acting track manager out at Rose Hill today. Nick Quinn's with us from tab.com.au Fixed Odds. Morning to you, Nick.
Very good morning, Andrew.
How's it been, mate? How's the punting been? Have people just been waiting to see what sort of track we're going to get?
Yeah, but once there was a little bit of rain forecast, the money did start to come for a race. a runner in race number 5 who's been the best backed runner, not just at Rose Hill today, but anywhere across the country.
Race 5. Okay. Well, let's go to Paul Joyce, because he's given a good old-fashioned tease on social media 2 minutes ago. I'm keen on one at big odds in the last at Rose Hill. Full preview right now with Andrew Bensley. Tune in. Paul Joyce, good morning.
Working hard, Andrew. I know I'm doing the best for the marketing team there. Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Quinny. Good morning to all our listeners. And it's lovely to be doing something normal, Andrew, on a Saturday, doing the form, trying to find a winner after a few crazy days, as you know, in my life.
Well, I've got to congratulate you. Well done to you and wife Christina. Baby born Billy. Billy Joyce on Thursday or Wednesday.
Yeah. On Wednesday,
in between
races 4 and 5, I think it was, Andrew, as I was checking the app.
Oh, please, you weren't watching on the tab app, were you?
Did you get the quaddie?
No, I didn't get the quaddie, but I did get a collect in the 5th, so it was worth watching.
I hope you are not holding Christina's hand as things developed.
No, I was out in the waiting room, luckily.
This is the song of little babies, a little ray of sunshine. How's Billy? How's Billy doing?
They're doing really well, Andrew, and I'd like to thank all the people that have got in touch with me over the last few days as well to wish me the best. And it's been couldn't ask for a better start to his career.
Fantastic. I always think of babies being born when you hear this song, A Little Ray of Sunshine. Quinny, it was only, a few weeks ago for you?
Yeah, so hopefully the young colts can be following our footsteps, Joyce, and they'll be out at Rose Hill in about 18 years' time.
They'll be in a bit of strife if they fall. No, exactly. Well done, anyway. I hope everything continues to be great. All right, let's get cracking, mate. Nothing like tipping our listeners some winners. So, Nick, what is happening in the first at Rose Hill?
A very well-backed favourite, Galois, from the Beedman Stable. It's $2.80 chance into $2.50 in the last couple of days, but the money's really come strongly today, $2.50 into even money, drawn nicely in gate one, looking to give Brenton Abdallah another victory as he pushes towards that premiership. Hulala, the second elect at $4. Bull Market's had a little bit of a trim up, 5 into $4.80. The money is with the favourite. The drifter has been the Waterhouse bot runner in Hulala, who does look the likely leader, Joycey.
Yeah, not sure what they do with Hulala, Quinny. The only time they led on this horse, he folded up quickly, and then since then, he's sort of been ridden off pace a bit or just got behind the leaders. So from that draw, they'll have to make a decision early. I think Bull Market will go forward from the wide gate, and Gorwar, obviously, Barrier 1's a big plus for him. And I think the point you made about the punters just waiting until these final track conditions were available, we're basically starting in an hour and a bit now, so we know we're on that heavy track, and Gorwar is the best two-year-old that we've seen on these heavy conditions. I've gone 2, 3, 1, and 7. I just think the good gate, the fact that he's raced on heavy plenty of times and raced well on it, he's got that last start second behind Envy of All at Canterbury to back him up. I think he's the safe play in the race to beat the 3 Bull Market. I would have probably gone for him on a better track, but we just haven't seen him on a track like this before. He's only run once on a soft and failed. But his first up win at Newcastle was terrific after sitting wide, and I'm convinced he's a very good horse. The one who will ally. He's got talent as well, but I still think they're working him out, how to ride him, how to get the best out of him. But his first up win at Kembla was spot on. And the only other one I could entertain is the 7, Gupua, first starter for Darren Beedman. She's trialled well without showing too much, but she hasn't been put under pressure yet either. So she's probably my query runner. But really, it is between those favourites. I've gone 2, 3, 1, and 7.
Yeah, Mitch Manners calling today, and he's got a job in the first with a few of those names. Fair dinkum, there's a good mixture there, Quinny.
Yeah, no, it's not one I envy there. If they're
Hula Lilo.
Whips are cracking at the 200, and some of the fancy runners are on speed.
And here comes Emperor Harada joining in, and Arrestar. It's a beauty. Anyway, good luck to you, Mitch, calling over the next few weeks at ATC meetings. Race 2. Now, what prices are Beatsome here, number 5?
Now, a $2.40 favourite. Was $6 when markets were posted on Wednesday. Was well backed at that quote. There has been scratchings and deductions along the way. But the money's come again today, 280 into 240. The clear favourite now from High Mist 5, Faraway Town 6, Just Dreaming 8.50, double figures or better the rest. But I beat Sam, clearly the best backed runner in race 2, and looks the likely leader, Joycey.
Yes, Quinny, I beat some should lead. Just Dreaming sit outside the lead and put a bit of pressure on and Sam it out. He'll probably take the shit third defence. I'm not 100% convinced with Upbeat, so I'll put it in for third. I've gone 2, 6, 5, and 3. I'd rather have a spec on number 2, Faraway Town, here at a little bit of a price. So she's 1 from 1 on heavy. Now, she's had the 15 starts for 1 win and 6 placings, so that's a bit of a worry. But when you go through her form, she's run in group races on 9 of those 15 starts. And another 2 of her starts, she took on the 2-year-old and 3-year-old Magic Millions races. So she's always competed in the top grade. She's back to a 73 today. Now, it is worth noting, first up, on a good track, she came home in 2 sub-11 seconds final split. So she really did set the clock alight there, resuming. And I think on the better, the more suitable conditions for her today, she's worth a little spec at the odds. The 6, Samadout, Box Seats, get the run of the race. He's proven on a heavy track. I think he's a value runner as well. The favourite, Upbeat, well, he'll take some catching, but as I said, I'm not 100% sold at him at the short quote. And number 3, Just Dreaming, well, there was nothing wrong with her last start win, and that was on the back of a 4th in the Scone English Guineas, where she did a stack of work in the run, so she's going particularly well as well. 2, 6, 5, and 3, plenty of depth in the 6.
What are your thoughts on, I know you've left it out and you can't tip it, what are your thoughts on High Mist in this race at 1,400?
Yeah, I don't think the distance is probably the okay. It's just carrying that 59.5 through a genuine heavy track without a lot of speed up front. There's
yep.
a couple of negatives against it.
Yep, understand. All right, to race 3, the Tab Highway. Can Matt Dunn do it again with the favourite here?
Well, every reason he can do it. A $2.20 favourite with Zamex. The money has come for the second elect, though, in Mermaid, who was $6 this morning, backed into a $3.80 quote, and on the second line of betting at that price. Mr. Marmalade, 6. Forever New York, 9. Oh Lordy, Best the Rest at 12. The money has been for the top two in the market in Zamex and Mermaid, but Mermaid has been the best backed of that duo today.
Yeah, well, she should get a lovely run, Quinny, off that soft draw. I've got her sitting about 3rd or 4th with the gun run. Master Marmalade takes it up for the Aunt Tanya. Is she riding, boys? Can you fill me in on that?
No, she's not. The replacement I'll get for you, but, yeah, I'll go through them all after you do your tips. But, no, she's not riding today.
Well, I'm assuming we get an apprentice on board and we get...
No, actually, you remind me now because we discussed it very much earlier. The story here is that Nick Haywood takes the ride, but he won't be claiming anything. He won't claim anything. He'll be riding at the 55 kilos.
That's fine. Nick's good enough to be a senior jockey in my eyes at the moment, and he'll go forward and lead on Master Marmalade, probably over Big Don the Ruffy, and then, as I said, the horse they backed at Mermaid gets the lovely trail. Forever New York next, and Zarmex from the wide gate, well, he's got a habit of missing the start anyway, so he'll be back last if you're a Zarmex fan today. I've gone 4-10-2-1. I'll stick with Mr. Marmalade to lead throughout. Can't see much pressure up front. Hasn't been on a heavy, but he's run well on soft, and I loved his first up run behind Zarmex here at Rose Hill, where he just went a bit too quickly in front and probably was left a sitting shot late. He'll fit strip fitter for that. And I'll go Master Marmalade in the 3rd. To beat the 10 Mermaid, 2 from 2 this prep, down in Canberra. 1 was on the Acton track. So a bit of a query coming onto the heavy today, but the money says she'll get through it. The 2 Zarmex, just got to give them all a big start here on a heavy track. Never easy under the big weights, but he was terrific, and he had everything go his way winning last start. And the 1, Forever New York, has a bit of form on soft going. Last start, 4th behind Vega. Got within a length of the winner there, so I'll throw him in for 4-10-2-1.
4-10-2-1, and Nick Haywood on Mr. Marmalade. There's no changes in the next race 4 from a jockey point of view. Upscale, what price are they betting it now, Nick?
$3.70, the second elect at that price. Test the World, the 280 favourite. Nonpareil, $5.50, Validate, $6.50, Foreign Affair, $8, Feeling the Love, $9.50, Gestella, $21. This race really knocked around by the scratchings. Validate could potentially be the leader there, Joycey?
Yeah, spot on, Quinny. The race got knocked around with the scratching of the 2 logical on-pace runners, and that's left Validate in front from that lovely soft draw. I think Upscale will go forward today off that draw. She is versatile, and the other one is number 6, Test the World, who I have to expect would be in the first 3 or 4 with a lovely run. I'll go 6-2-10-12. Nothing too surprising here. Number 6, Test the World, on top. Her form picks herself, doesn't it? 3 from 3 this prep. She's proven on the soft. This is the first go in the heavy, but it's not going to be a bottomless heavy, and I think coming off that last start win over Upbeat, we'll have a good read on the form too by this stage of the day. Number 2, Upscale. She's the class runner. She has won twice on soft. She's dropping back from an open handicap where she ran a very courageous 4th. that's the right sort of form coming back to a benchmark 85 with Huey Bowman up. Number 10, Nonpareil, very consistent, but she struggles to win. She's won 2 from 12, placed on 7 occasions, although she's won from 1 on heavy. And I thought number 12, Validate, now with those scratching, she'll get a soft lead. She's untried on heavy ground, but I think she'll give a decent sight. 6 on top, clearly here for me, Test the World from 2, 10 and 12.
Mike Fraser tipped Justella, the horse from Victoria. What price was it? $21, I think you mentioned.
23 into 21.
23.21 now, Justella. To race 5, the TAB rewards, no jockey changes here. What's going on? Is it Mossendale still the money, still there this morning?
Best backed runner anywhere across the country. Race 5, number 2, Mossendale. Went up $5 on Wednesday. The bookies found out pretty quickly that would be an over. Bets of 5,000 at 5, 5,000 at 480, 5,000 at 460, 5,000 at 420. Has firmed over the last couple of days, was $2.80 this morning. That has been snapped up. Now a $2.70 favourite. Leopari 6, Louis CK 8, Magical Stance 9, Kingsguard 10, and then it's $13 or better the rest. Mossendale has a great record on wet tracks. 4 starts, 3 wins and a second. Where do you have the well-backed runner in the speed map, Joycey?
Yeah, look, when he gets a lovely run, Jack Martin can basically sit wherever he wants to. I think Signpost will press on to lead from the wide gate, which will give Mossendale a gun trail. The only other two horses probably capable of getting involved up front look to be Kingsguard and Reby the Red. So from the lovely gate, Mossendale really does look to get all the favours in the run. And as you mentioned, he's already got terrific stats on a heavy track. And if we happen to get into the soft range, he's also got terrific stats on the soft. So I've got him on top, 2, 1, 12 and 3. He's my best bet of the day at Rose Hill today for all the reasons we've already mentioned. But one of the big things I love to see is coming back from a race like the Echuca Cup to a benchmark 85. That's a big drop in grade, and obviously the horse that won down there has gone on to win again in town. So the form around it looks strong, and we've got the perfect conditions today for Mossendale. Number 1, Kellyville Flyer. If you're playing the Quinellas, throw this one in a double-figure odds. She loves these conditions. She was a winner 3 starts ago on a genuine heavy at Randwick, and since then she's contested 2 much stronger races and hasn't been far off with genuine excuses. The other 2 for the multis, number 12, Kingsguard. He'll put himself in the right spot, play 6 from 7 on soft tracks. He's 3rd up today, which is when he usually peaks. And number 3, Signposted, expecting improvement from him 3rd up today. He's 3 from 3 in the heavy, gets Rachel King on board, and he'll be out in front for a long way. 2-1, 12 and 3
in the fifth. 2-1, 12 and 3 for Paul in race number 5. And I should mention too, the big 6 today. It's a projected pool of 125,000, and it begins with race 4 at 1:10. To race 6, the Kensai. Tukin Chu got lots of little mentions this morning from both Ron and Mike. How's the marketplace?
Well, Tukin Chu has been the best backed runner in the race, was $7 into $4.40 throughout the course of the week. And the money continues to come today, $4.40 into $3.80, and is really challenging for favouritism now. The easing favourite is Supply and Demand, 3 out to $3.60. Then we have So Willie, $5.50. Montauk, $7.50. Allegria's had a bit of a trim up today, 9 into 8. Mighty Lucky's been 15 into 12. Destiny's Kiss, a $15 chance. It looks a wide open race. Foreign Prince could potentially take the lead. One of the bolters in the field here, Joycey.
Yes, Quinny, I think Foreign Prince will lead. At least I hope that he leads. I've got him in my numbers, actually, to give a bit of cheek here. Supply and Demand, he'll be right there with them. Araldo Jr. perhaps goes forward. And that's about it from the speed runners. So not a lot of pressure up front. I've gone 6-4-5-1. Supply and Demand, to me, gets the right run. So obviously, the danger is the 4-2 Can Chew. Both of them love these conditions. They've got proven wet track form. They meet 2 kilos different from last start. Obviously, Tukin Chu gets the 2 kilo swing in his favour for a 1.25 length defeat. So the mathematicians amongst us will basically say that splits them evenly today. I'll go Supply and Demand just over Tukin Chu. The 3rd, Foreign Prince, my roughie. I think he'll get to the front and give a huge sight here, 3rd up off a spell. Look at his heavy track stats. 6 starts, 3 wins, 2 pacing. And he's 1 from 1 over the 2,000 here at Rose Hill. Best of the rest, number 1, Destiny's Kiss. Just keep coming back to him off that first up run on a good track. He wasn't supposed to do that well. He got within 4 lengths of Royal Tudor. He was flashing home late. I know second up traditionally he takes another run, but on these conditions against this class of field, Don't be surprised if Destiny's Kiss gets involved, and I've got him in my quaddy. 6, 4, 5, and 1.
And the rider for Foreign Prince there is Andrew Atkins, replacing Deanne Pena. Andrew Atkins there, race 6, number 5. To race 7, the rider here for number 7, Last Witness, is Brock Ryan, claiming 3. Brock Ryan on number 7. Nick?
Battle Horse heads the market here at 4.20. Pioneering 5 with Sir Plush. Magic Alibi 6.50 has been well back today, in from $8 and was $13 when markets opened. While Fickle Folly continues to firm, $9 into 7. Fickle Folly's been the best backed runner in the last half an hour or so, and could a bit of that be to do with the fact, Joycey, that Fickle Folly might get an easy time in front?
Yeah, well, look, I've got her going forward, settling right up on pace with a light weight, and she is my top pick, Quinny. The other runners that'll go forward here, Pioneering, and also perhaps Sir Plush with Batty Oz not far away. But if Cathy O'Hara wanted the lead on Fickle Folly, I don't think she'd have to work too hard to find it. So with the light weight, with a horse that's proven in soft going, you don't have to go back too far. She ran third this filly in the Morris McCartner Group 3 race here at Rose Hill on a soft track. As I said, only 3 starts ago on the 11th of March. Artistry won the race. Dothraki ran second. Dothraki's gone from strength to strength since up in Brisbane during the Winter Carnival. Hasn't won, but has been racing really competitively in much stronger races than a benchmark 85. So on the limit weight, 53 kilos. I think Fickle Folly's definitely over the odds at the 9, now into 7. And I still think that's a decent price about her. The 3 Batty Oz for me, he's the obvious threat, though. He's got terrific wet track stats. He's been racing really well this season, hasn't missed a top 2 finish, and I thought his first up run in the open handicap behind Cadiro was great. When you consider the Monster ran third, and then the Monster came out last week and won by about 6 lengths. So Batty Oz is an absolute must to go in. 4 Pioneering, has the wet track form, first up on heavy track, always a little niggle, but she'll run well. And the 5 Secret Trail, well, she's got the race fitness on her side. 2 runs back and a last start winner on a heavy 10. She gets all the favours off barrier 1. 11, 3, 4 and 5. I'll have a gamble here on the 11, Fickle Folly.
Fickle Folly for Sue Grills. All right, to race 8, the hashtag, the races, the rider for 11, Brogue, is James Innes Jr. I'm getting a bit nervous, though, Quinny, because the last race is the one that Joycey's found something for us.
The money horse, as he referred to
it. Well, my hands are starting to shake. Anyway, in race 8, Brogue is James Innes Jr.
And Brogue is an $11 chance, in from 19 today, Andrew. Has been one of the runners that has attracted support. We have had deductions along the way, but Brogue certainly has come in for some specking. Cars off the 270 favourite, Collateral 750, More Than Fabulous 9, Springbok Flyer 950 with Multifacets, a $10 chance alongside King's Officer. It's been a fascinating betting race today. Punters are happy to spec a couple of runners at longer odds. And Joycey, from a speed map perspective, it does look a little bit tricky.
Yeah, Brogue and Oakfield Midnight, they're the 2 obvious on paces. I expect Brogue to lead, but Oakfield Midnight has drawn wider for Rachel King, so no surprise if he goes on with it there. Either way, I think number 10, More Than Fabulous, lobs into a lovely trailing position, and that's about it of the on paces. The Collateral for Tim Clark and Bjorn Baker, maybe they roll the dice and try and slot in on a forward spot with him, because if they find a lovely spot with him, he'll obviously be very hard to beat. I've gone 10, 12, 6, 7, playing it fairly safe here, I think, with number 10, More Than Fabulous. We've got a horse who maps to get the run of the race. He's third up off a spell. He's never missed a top 3 finish third up in the past. And the big clincher for him is he's had 21 starts on good tracks for no wins. All 3 career victories have come on soft or heavy going. And he's obviously a horse that always runs up to the mark. He just struggles to get there first. But today, gets every possible favour. We're getting a good each-way price. So I'm just playing number 10, More Than Fabulous, each way. To beat the 12, Collateral. Big win last start on the heavy track. I backed Esther Craj on that occasion, and I thought I had the race won on the turn, but Collateral, to his credit, was much too good. Since joining Bjorn Baker, this horse has just gone to an absolute another level, and he's 2 from 2 in the heavy. So as I said, if he finds the right spot, he'll be looking pretty good, I think, at the 600-metre mark. Number 6, King's Officer. Well, these are his ideal conditions. 8 starts in heavy, 3 wins, 3 placings. Great stats third up. He's ready to do something. And the 7, Cars Off, look, he's just a bit short for me. Obviously a terrific first up run in Australia at Warwick Farm over a mile. But he's up in distance a fraction. It's his first go on an Australian heavy track. And he's going to get back in a race where there's not a lot of speed. So he could win it, but I won't be jumping in at the short price, Cars Off. 10, 12, 6 and 7 for me.
And just a note coming through from the stewards on collateral in that race to be ridden more forward, Paul, is what the stewards have now just sent through. Collateral to be ridden more forward.
Well, that's perfect, Andrew. Bjorn's obviously listening, and he's going to try and slot in fourth one out.
Righto. What about the last? This is the one with a bit of juicy on.
Are you going to have a guess which one it might be, Andrew? I'm going to have a 50-cent coin on the 14 or the 19. They're two runners at bigger odds that have come in for some support. You think wider than that?
I reckon it's wider than that. I'm going to go with horse 18.
Francesco. Joycey, who's closer? Yeah. Who's closer?
I'll tell you, you're both close because it's a big double-figure number, but you've somehow missed it amongst all of that. So,
Well, in our defence, every runner except three is a double-figure odd. So
exactly. Now, it's that sort of race. We'll find the long price winner here for sure.
All right. Well, the market is Invincible Knight 6. Pick me up 650. Kaya Prince 650 in from as much as $13 Wednesday. All in the reflexes 9. Francesco 10. But Joycey, just skip the speed, Matt. We just want the winner.
All right. Well, the winner is number 15, Tatoosh, and it's going to win because there is a lot of pace and pressure in this race. I've gone 15, 2, 7, and 18. So the 18 did get a start there for Andrew. But Tatoosh on top for Wendy Roach. Now, we'll remember her from only 7 days ago. She produced Natoya, won by about 10 lengths at Randwick on a heavy track.
How good was Natoya?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Been sat three wide, brained them on a heavy track. And look, she can train Wendy Roach. There's no doubt about that. She's had horses for a long time. She's no fly-by-night trainer. And she's got this horse off Paul Perry, and obviously this is the first prep with it. Gosford first up on an unsuitable good track. He ran into plenty of bother. He was travelling sweetly out the back and just couldn't get a crack at them. So forget about that eighth of nine. But back on a soft and heavy today where he's always run well. You go back through his three-year-old form, he was contesting Group 1, Group 2 races as a three-year-old, not getting beaten far. So I think today, in a benchmark 78, speed on soft gate, Tatoosh each way for me is one of the plays of the day. I do think number 2, Invincible Knight, will be rocketing home under the big weight. Forget about his form on soft and heavy going. His first up run at Rosehill was terrific behind first hand, badly blocked in the straight. So Invincible Knight, the big improver. 7, Dream Lane, she was my pick in the provincial championship final. She hasn't been firing since then, but she hasn't been beaten far either. I think today's a much more suitable race for her. And the 18, Andrew, Francesco, now with Mark Newnham, formerly with the Snowdens. His best runs are usually fresh and on soft tracks, so he gets the chance to come back under Mark Newnham today and do something first up. But for me, I'll be backing Tatoosh each way at the big odds, 15, 2, 7, and 18.
And the rider there for Deanne, or the rider, in fact, we needed for Tatoosh was Tim Clark. But the rider for 19 is Cathy O'Hara. Kay O'Hara all in the reflexes with Jason Call deciding to run in this race. All right, so they're the numbers, Paul. Have you got a standout bet?
Yeah, I do. I think the horse Quinny said's been best backed in Australia all day. And Moss and Dale, he's the standout for me there today. An absolute mudlark. Perfect race for him. Race 5, number 2, Moss and Dale. And boys, for the quaddie today, I'm just playing the four runners in each leg. So it'll actually cost us $26 to get a touch over 10%. So I'd have to say, too, I think if anyone's half thinking of playing it, today's the day to have a go. I'm pretty confident we'll get there today.
Okay, so that's a simple go of Rosehill and the quaddie, and the one in the last, Tatoosh. We'll follow that market. What price right now?
Currently a $14 chance in from 21. How much do you have on at the 21, Joycey?
Well, I've been sleep deprived the last 3 nights, so I'll have to go check my tab. But I've had a few nibbles, Quinny, that's for sure.
Jeez, that much if you can't even remember.
All right, mate.
There's your promo for next week, Andrew.
Where are you heading today?
Today I'm picking up my other son because he's been at my parents' place, so I'm in charge of him. Daddy daycare at home in front of the TV watching the race.
All right, mate. You look after, or he'll look after you. Enjoy the day. And again, well done with the news through the week with Billy Joyce, who I can see as a jockey, but Duff thought it might be a rugby league player.
Yeah, he might be a bit too tall to be a jockey, but you never know. There's a few tall jockeys out there, so
there is,
he'll
there
definitely
is.
Get an opportunity if he wants it. And I have managed jockeys in the past, you know that.
You certainly have. Good luck, mate. Well done today.
All right, thanks for everything, guys. See you later.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview every week with him every Wednesday, and he'll... be back this week coming up as well. Now, what are you going to leave us with?
Well, I'm just going to say Tatoosh, a $14 chance. That's race 9, number 15. He's each way special on the program. Clearly the best back runner, though, not just at Rose Hill, anywhere across the country, from the Galagota stable. Race 5, number 2, Mossendale. Give it strength, Andrew.
Righto. Good on you, Nick. You'll be back in half an hour with Mitch Manners today, looking at all the late mail for Rose Hill.
Magic. Thank you, Andrew.
Nick Quinn from tab.com.au.